In politics, it's called the third rail. It's a program or issue that's deemed politically dangerous to touch. Saying comes from subway tech, where the middle rail, the third rail, is where the electric charge to run the train is. Medicaid, that's long been considered a third rail program. Well, until now. Federal Budget Reconciliation Bill, I refuse to call it that infantile name that's on the top of page one, which passed the House and is now in the hands of the U.S. Senate, and its present form will result in people losing Medicaid coverage. Period. End of sentence. I've heard that there are actually congressional Republicans who believe they can get by with this without any kind of consequences by telling you about, well, there's so much other good stuff in the bill that you'll excuse the bad stuff like this. Here with an actual factual examination of just what might lie ahead with Medicaid coverage is the chair of Protect Our Care, Leslie Dock. Thanks for coming back, Leslie.
Of course, it's a critical issue for 72 million Americans. And, you know, this bill has gotten worse since we first talked because they put in a bunch of provisions or failed to take action in a way that really undermines the Affordable Care Act as well. So people, you know, the number of people impacted, according to the Congressional Budget Office, by what the Republicans are now planning to do is that 16 million Americans would lose their coverage, and millions more would pay more for their ACA premiums. So this has really gotten worse, not better.
Let's help the people understand something, because Washington speak and reality can be two totally different worlds. The Washington speak is, we are not cutting Medicaid. Now, by the way, if you listen, if you want to look at the bill, it's on our downloads page. Every single page of it, you can look at it and find backup for what Leslie and I are going to be talking about here. Are they just cutting financially with the idea of making the states pick up the tab? Are they cutting accessibility through, as you mentioned, reference some of the changes and the eligibility requirements and duties for someone on Medicaid, or is it a combination of the two?
It's a combination of things. For example, they're lowering the amount of federal dollars that go to states. And so states are therefore forced to cut people off the rolls because they simply don't have the same funding from the federal government. They are putting in place all sorts of paperwork requirements to make it difficult for people to get covered and to stay covered. And they're, you know, taking billions of, you know, almost $1 trillion out of the Medicaid funding. And if you add in what they're taking out of the ACA funding, it's over $1 trillion that they're taking out of health care. And, you know, as everyone knows, the cost of health care is getting too high already. Now they want to make it either more expensive or simply take it away. And, you know, the other tragedy of this is that they don't have to do any of this. The reason they're doing it is because they want to give these tax breaks to multimillionaires, billionaires, and big companies. And they want to do that on the backs of everyday Americans. If they were serious about the deficit in any way, the first thing they would do would be to stop giving massive tax breaks to the super rich and corporations. You can give tax breaks to middle America and everyday America, but they've chosen to give trillions of dollars in tax cuts to the wealthiest among us, and they're putting it on the backs of everyday Americans.
I want to give you an example just for New Jersey, and I'm pretty sure, I didn't look at every state, but the ratio is relatively the same. For New Jersey, $24 billion is budgeted for Medicaid. Federal government comes through with $14 billion. And the other $10 billion, that comes from the state. So imagine that for a resident in New Jersey, what do you think is going to happen with the cost of, well, pretty much damn near everything, including existing programs? How much more precarious would some of their existences become if all of a sudden New Jersey was told that $14 billion the Fed was kicking in? Well, we were figuring you're going to have to pick about $10 billion of it. Leslie, that's not going to happen, is it?
No. And so, you know, they're hiding behind the damage they're going to do to the funding, and then they'll try and blame the governors for this. But, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. You know, the head of the federal agency that governs Medicaid said yesterday that people who are Medicaid have to prove they're worthy. He dismissed 72 million Americans as basically, you know, being lazy people who have to, you know, submit paper forms to show that they're worthy of health care. The senator from Iowa in a town hall meeting, when she was asked for her reaction to the Medicaid cut, she said, "Everyone has to die at some point."
Not as fast as her political career.
Yeah, but that gives you. But this is the true mindset of these Republican decision makers. So they, you know, they want to give the help to the people who don't need it and take it away from the people who do. It's pretty much that simple. And you know what it'll mean for people, like in New Jersey, as you know. There are 1.5 million people on Medicaid.
Yeah.
And there are 470,000 people on the Affordable Care Act. We don't know exactly how many will lose, you know, but there's, you know, but we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people probably in the state of New Jersey who will have their health care ripped away from them or made nearly unaffordable.
With Leslie Dock, who is the chair of Protect Your Care, protectyourcare.org, the website. We'll get to the function and the purpose and the importance of the website in a moment. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. But I want to address something that seems to be falling through the cracks, Leslie. By and large, 50%, some states more, some states a little bit less, but by and large, 50% of the nursing home population rely on Medicaid for them to remain in that nursing home. What's going to happen to them?
You know, a number of them will just get kicked out. And when that happens, you know, not only does it obviously affect these older Americans, but what about their families? You know, there are 70, I said there were 72 million people on Medicaid nationally, but every one of them pretty much has a family. And the burdens on families when someone gets sick, whether it's their kid, whether it's their parent, whether it's themselves, we all been through that. It takes over your life. And that's what they're proposing to do for like zero reason, except they want to use the money to cover the hole in the deficit they're creating because people, you know, they want to give these massive tax breaks to, you know, the richest among us. So that's the real, you know, that's in politicians, we elect them to make choices. It's, you know, this is a very, very stark choice that these Republicans are making. And you have some of them in New Jersey who act like, talk and act like, you know, they're on the side of working people.
Well, but they're showing that to be a bogus, showing that to be a bogus claim. Now, people have been bemoaning the narrow margins in the House and the Senate. Things didn't work out so well in the House, although one Republican did vote present, which was trying to buffer against any Trump wrath and not vote for the bill. But in the Senate, we do have, I think, Leslie, a significant better hope of at least changes coming through. You have Rand Paul, Josh Hawley speaking out against them. They're certainly on the MAGA side of things for most part. Ron Johnson, yeah, another one. If we can get two more standing with that group, then we got a way to maybe just fix this and improve it, and maybe not completely, but certainly better than what we got right now.
Yeah, well, we are certainly, you know, organizationally, that's a huge part of what we're trying to do. I have to say, I'm not very optimistic. You know, Rand Paul and Ron Johnson want more cuts, not less. So, you know, when they're behind closed doors, they're doing exactly the opposite of what everyday Americans are hoping they'll do. And, you know, we haven't seen any history in the last, you know, since in this Trump term of any Republicans having the guts to truly stand up. We're encouraging them. because we think any improvement to the bill is is good for everyday Americans. I'm not very optimistic, and I think they'll if they fix it, it'll be kind of in percentage points, not in the real damage.
I mentioned back in the intro.
We wait and see. We're doing the work every day, and people should look. And then it may go back to the House, which gives an opportunity for the members of the House from New Jersey, Keene and others, to vote again. They voted twice for this bill. Maybe they will have some second thoughts finally and stand up. Listeners should call. There are members of Congress. It does matter. Be really clear. But I just can't be that sanguine about how this is going to work out.
Well, that's
I hate to be that way because it's not my future.
Well, that's where the people's voices come in, again, using the narrow margin to an advantage as opposed to the quagmire that happens to be. And when you go to the website for protectourcare.org, and we have a direct link to the page as well, you can find if you're at a loss for words, you really don't know how to address this, you don't have to read it verbatim, but there's a couple of hands-off Medicaid scripts that you can use as a foundation and put your heart and emotions behind it as well. And let the people that you hired and that you can fire the next election, let them know that you're watching, you're not happy, and you want fairness. You understand finances and fiscal responsibility, but there's a humanity that has to be a part of the equation as well, and that is obviously missing in all this. You can find out more information at protectourcare.org. That's a website for Protect Our Care. He is their chair, Leslie Dock. Leslie, thank you for the fight, the awareness, the empowerment you give us as voters and citizens. And thank you again for keeping us updated and being here today.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for focusing on this issue. It's an important one to millions of people.